Welcome to Let's Do It Radio on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. Welcome to everyone, especially to all of our first-time listeners worldwide. Today is Sunday, fifth Sunday, broadcasting out of Yakima, Washington, and guest speaker, Pastor Beatrice Jenkins from Little Rock, Arkansas. Hey, how's everybody doing today? Welcome to Let's Do It Radio on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. Welcome to everyone, especially to all of our first-time listeners worldwide. Today is Sunday. If you have a product or business, you can bring it into doitallinthemall.com, where all entrepreneurs can be found under the client's carousel on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. Do It All in the Mall has been in business for over 13 years and is a secure 24/7 online shopping mall of over 5,000 stores for all your needs. You can shop for anything you need, all while listening to entertainment, all in your own comfort. You can make a difference worldwide. Take a tour and shop. We'll then be ready for service. In the meantime, call us at 845-241-9985 to listen, because only we are in the church. And now we'll hear from our speaker today.
Praise the Lord, everybody out there in radio land. I will bless Hallelujah. The Lord at all times, Amen. And his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Welcome to It's Time to Decree with Pastor B radio broadcast. I'm so excited about the decree on today. I hope you have invited someone to tune in. God has a decree just for you. Just to give you a little bit about myself, I will now yield to my daughter minister, Armani Jenkins, as she reads my bio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord.
Praise
At this time, the bio reads, Beatrice Jackson Jenkins, a.k.a. Pastor B, was born in Little Rock, Arkansas, to the late Reverend Benny L. Jackson, Sr. and Evangelist Barbara L. Jackson. Under the tutelage of her mother, Pastor B learned to play the piano and organ through ear training and sight reading. As a result, at the age of 8, she began to play for the church where her father served as pastor. She later graduated from Central High School and served as minister of music for additional churches in the surrounding area. She matriculated at Memphis State University, received a BA in piano and voice performance, all while serving as minister of music for the late Bishop J.O. Patterson. While there, she received mentorship and additional training through workshops conducted by the late Maddie Moss Clark, the late Mr. Richard Green, and the late Reverend James Moore. She also received an associate's degree in business administration at the University of Phoenix Online. She has performed on Bobby Jones Gospel and has won several musical awards. Pastor B performed as Miss Arkansas in the Hal Jackson Talented Teen Competition held at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. Pastor B was named winner of the Kimberell Ephesians 4 Talent Competition held at Pastor John P. Keyes Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. She is a pastor, minister of music, piano and voice instructor, workshop clinician, songwriter, and is the founder of A Time to Decree with Pastor B, a ministry that airs at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time every Thursday on Facebook Live. Lastly, she is a mother of 3 beautiful daughters and a grandma of 2. She is indeed an anointed, gifted woman of God of many hats and uses them all to glorify God. She endeavors to engage internationally in order to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ through song and the preached word of God. Now let's listen to Demetrius West, Open the Floodgates.
It's almost here.
I believe
and to rain down on you. Amen. Amen. I feel a new day is dawning. God has a blessing with your name on it. Amen. I would just like to take this time as for invocation to announce a couple of things. Starting, beginning the second Sunday in September at 5 p.m., A Time to Decree will begin broadcasting every second Sunday. Somebody say praise the Lord. Right here on Let's Do It Radio, today is our kickoff service. But moving forward, every second Sunday, somebody just put that on your calendar. Every second Sunday of each month, I will be broadcasting, amen, right here, Let's Do It Radio, A Time to Decree with Pastor B. And if you need a little extra during the week, you can always stop by Facebook Live Thursday at 7 p.m. Come on, send me a friend request. We also decree every Thursday, A Time to Decree with Pastor B. I'm so excited what God is doing in this season. I don't know about you, but I need you to just lay hands on yourself and say, I am excited about my future. I am excited about what God is doing for me right in the midst of a pandemic. To God be the glory. At this time, we're asking prayer from Minister Armani Jenkins. Amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you and we praise you for this wonderful day that you have made. This is the day that you have made, and we are glad in it. We thank you, Lord, that the sun is shining. We thank you, God, for our health and our strength. We just thank you for the little things today. We thank you for the food on our table. We thank you for the clothes on our back. We thank you, Lord, for all of those who have tuned in to this program, those who may be driving and listening, those who may be listening in the comfort of their own homes, wherever they may be. I thank you, God, for meeting these viewers, these listeners, right where they are, and pouring out your spirit, your blessing, your presence, your Holy Ghost upon them right now as I speak. I thank you, Father God, for the miracles that you are working in our lives. I thank you, God, for every door that you've opened, every way that you have made, every miracle. I thank you, God, in the midst of the pandemic, God is still working miracles. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you are an on-time God. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have come into each and every one of our situations, financial breakthroughs, physical breakthroughs. Yes. I thank you for touching all of those in the hospitals right now, those who have been affected by the coronavirus. Touch every loved one, every friend, every family member, those, oh my God, who are affected by association. I thank you, Lord, that by your stripes, hallelujah, we are healed. I thank you, God, that there is nothing too hard for you. I thank you for the word that is set on this evening. I thank you, hallelujah, for the rhema right now word that is needed in this season. I thank you, Jesus, that most of all that you have turned it around for our good. Every problem, you've turned it. Every situation, you have turned it around. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, that most of all, we still have our praise in this season. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you've opened up the floodgates, hallelujah, and poured out a blessing that we do not have room to receive. We just thank you for it right now. Before we ask for anything else, we just thank you, hallelujah, because you're a good God. You're a merciful God. You're a loving God, hallelujah. You're the God of a second chance. You're the God, hallelujah, that can do anything but fail. God, we praise you just for being God, hallelujah. God, we thank you. Cover the speaker. Cover the woman of God right now. I thank you, God. Cover this nation. Cover this country. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, that you have America in your hands. You have the whole world in your hands. I thank you for touching Europe, for touching Africa, for touching Asia. I thank you, God. There's nowhere that we can go where you're not.
We thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus over the airways, letting your anointing flow through, hallelujah, every screen, every phone, every outlet, in the name of Jesus. We know that the anointing unites. I thank you for uniting us all in your name's sake. I pray, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you so much. It's now time for this week's time check. And I would like to call it this week's time check because it's a time to decree with Pastor B. During this pandemic, it's time to test positive. Can I say that for this week's time check? During this pandemic, it's time to test positive. Make sure you test positive for prayer. Make sure you test positive for praise. And make sure you test positive for faith, because without faith, it is impossible to please him. Make sure you social distance yourself from people who carry spiritual viruses that will infect, dilute, and pollute your spirit. Make sure you quarantine in the Holy Ghost and stay 6 feet apart from negative situations. It's time to test positive. And by all means, get tested. This has been your weekly time check. It's now time, amen, for a song. And immediately after this song, praise the Lord, I will come back with a decree for today.
I feel a turnaround. It's time to celebrate. Come on, clap your hands like it. Show the pressure. Make me sing. So I try. These trials have it come too much to bear. Because I call Jesus, he hears and answers prayer. What the devil meant for evil? God, turn around. Heartaches and pain. I've been up and down. These trials have cost too much to bear. I call Jesus, he hears. What the devil meant for evil? Good. He turned it just like he said. Turn around from a good. He turned it just like he said. Oh, turn around from a good. to say he turned it.
To encourage you briefly, I would like to just remind you the reason for our decree and declare broadcast. I want to encourage you, my brothers and sisters, to use your weapon because the power of life and death is in your tongue. We decree and declare because God has given us authority. Come on, somebody speak that. I have authority. God has given me authority. My God, I have authority over the enemy. You have authority over that situation, over your circumstance, but you got to use your power. Oh, lay hands on yourself and say, I got to use my power. This
yes,
is why
yes,
we decree and declare. We got to put God's word on the situation. We're decreeing his word. I encourage you, regardless of what you face this week, put the word on it. Somebody said, put the word on it. Put the word on it. Open up your mouth and use your power. Your tongue is your weapon. Decree and declare by faith and not by what you see. Be encouraged, my brother. Be encouraged, my sister. This song now is turning around for you.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends say, let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me, around for me, around for me, it's turning around.
Just say it into the atmosphere.
Around for me. Around for me.
It's turning around.
Turning around for me.
Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is.
God is making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
There's no reason to doubt.
I know he's working it out. And it's turning around.
This is the good news.
And it won't always be like this. He will perfect that concern. And sooner or later, it'll turn in my favor.
Sooner or later, turn in my favor.
It's turning around. Concerning me, and sooner or later, turn in my favor.
Sooner or later,
turn in my favor.
that, just lift your hands into the atmosphere and claim your season of turnaround. Hallelujah. Now let's say this together, come on.
Around for me.
Around for me.
Around for me.
Around for me.
It's turning around for me.
Turning around for me.
I can see.
Around for me.
I can feel it happening.
Around for me.
Around for me.
Around for me.
It's turning around, yeah.
Turning around.
Come on, come on, come
on.
Jeremiah 3:14 reads, turn
Somebody say turn. Turn, oh, backsliding children, says the Lord, for I am married to you. Turn, oh, backsliding children, says the Lord, for I am married to you. And I will take you one from a city and two from a family, and I will bring you to Zion. Lastly, Genesis 50 and 20 reads, what the enemy meant for evil. I feel the Holy Ghost. What the enemy meant for evil. Your Bible may say for bad. What the enemy meant for evil, God turned. Somebody say turn. Oh, my God. God turned it for my good. Radio Land, right where you are, I need you to lift your hands and let's decree and declare on one accord. Come on, lift those hands in the air. Come on, lift those hands because it's time to declare. In Jesus' name, I decree and declare. In Jesus' name, in the only name that matters. In Jesus' name, I decree and declare that I thank God for my U-turn. Can I say that again? I decree and declare that I thank God for my U-turn. That's right. When I was going the wrong way, God allowed a U-turn. Good God Almighty. He allowed a U-turn, my brothers and my sisters, to turn my life around. It was a near crash. I almost had a crash. I had to check myself before I wrecked myself. And I decree again that God checked me before the devil wrecked me. Can you lift your hands and say that with me? I decree, Allah, and declare that God checked me before the devil wrecked me. That's why I thank God for my U-turn. Good God Almighty. My brothers and my sisters, that situation that you're going through is about to turn around. That struggle is about to turn around. That addiction is about to turn around. That wayward child is about to turn around. Your marriage, your finances, your health, I decree and declare that God is turning it around. Oh, my God. Can somebody just say that with me? God is turning it around. God. Oh, my God. I feel something right there. God is turning it around and around and around. He's giving your problem the right of way to a U-turn. Can I say that again? Ooh, because in the natural, you got to have, oh, my God, there are restrictions. You just can't U-turn any old place in the street and on the road. But I stop by to tell you that God is giving your situation the right of way to a U-turn. Good God. And the devil has to yield because it's your time to turn. Oh, can I say that again? Oh, I don't feel nobody helping me tonight. I wish somebody say the devil has to yield because it's my turn to turn. It's my time. It's my season. I feel something. It's my moment. It's my minute. Yeah. The devil has to yield. Witches have to yield. Demons have to yield because it's my time. Yeah. Oh, God. Lay hands on yourself and say, it's my time. It's my time. My and it's my turn to turn. It's my turn to turn. Good God Almighty. It's my turn. It's time for me to turn around. So no matter, somebody's listening and they say, Pastor B, you don't know what I've been going through. You don't know how long I've been looking at this situation. I stop by to let you know that it doesn't matter how long you've been going through. God is still saying, you turn. If you don't believe me, ask the woman with the issue of blood 12 years. Ask the woman with the spirit of infirmity 18 years. Ask the man born blind 30 plus years. Ask the man at the pool 38 years. Each
that will testify and tell you, despite the years, God still turned it. I'm going to tell you, despite how long you've been looking at that situation, you looked at it yesterday, you looked at it last week, you looked at it last month, and you looked at it last year. 2 years ago, you still dealing with it. 5 years ago, you still dealing with it. But God said, despite the years, I'm getting ready to allow a U-turn. God is allowing a U-turn. Somebody lift your hands and say, Lord, whatever I'm facing, good God, whatever the challenge, whatever the crisis, you turn it. Oh, can I say that again? Lord, good God Almighty, Lord, whatever I'm facing, whatever the challenge, whatever the crisis, whatever the addiction, whatever the habit, you turn it. In fact, I dare you to go get a bill. Whatever you keep your invoices, I dare you to go sign a bill. I dare you to go sign a doctor's report. Get a pen, get a marker. All I want you to do is put a U on it. Don't put a small U, put a capital U. Because while you're drawing the U in the natural, God is putting a U on it in the spirit. Somebody draw the letter U on your bills. Go find something in your house, whoa, and say, I'm going to put a U on it because God is putting a U on my situation. That court case, God is putting a U on it. Good God. COVID, this pandemic, God is drawing. Can you see him drawing a capital U on it? Somebody shout, Lord, put a U on it. Put a U on cancer. Put a U on high blood pressure. Put a U, good God Almighty. Somebody said, name what you need him to put a U on. Put a U on it. Put a U on it. Put a U on it. Put a U on. Put a U on it. Put a U on diabetes. Put a U on lupus. Oh God, alcoholism. Put a U on it. Good God. God is putting a U on it. And that U stands for U-turn. Good God Almighty. That's why you can shout today, in spite of everything you're going through, all the hell you've been through, you can lift your hands and say, God is putting a U on my doctor's report. That's why I can praise him, because by his stripes I am healed. Because God is putting a U on it. And in order to receive your healing, my sister, in order to receive your miracle, my brother, you got to believe our text. Mark 9:23 says, if you can believe, good God Almighty, all things are possible. That's why I came to decree for some, oh God, to decree for some believers on today. That's why I can lift my hand, decree and declare, I believe. Can somebody just lift your hands and say, I decree and declare, I believe. I believe that God is a healer. I believe. I believe that God is a doctor in the sick room. I believe. I believe that God is a lawyer in the courtroom. I believe. I believe that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I can ask or think. It may look impossible, but with God, nothing is impossible. I believe that God can turn that thing around. Do you believe it today? I believe that this is my year, good God. This is my moment. This is my month. This is my season of turnaround. This is my season of turnaround. In fact, the wheels have already started turning. The wheels of new beginnings are turning in my favor. The wheels of promotion turning in my favor. The wheels of open door, good God, it's turning in my favor. And I dare to praise God for the closed doors, because that's turning in your favor too. I decree and I declare that this is my season, my month, my time, my day, my week, and my year of turnaround. I dare you to shout glory. I dare you to shout hallelujah. And I dare you to shout thank you, Jesus. Oh, somebody just shout, it's turning, it's turning, it's turning. It's turning, it's turning, it's turning. Ooh, it's turning. I feel it in the spirit. I feel it in my bones. It's turning, it's turning, it's turning. It's turning, it's turning, it's turning. Go grab a future of your child is turning. Go in the living room and say, it's turning. Go in the kitchen and say, it's turning. The living room, the bedroom, it's turning. I had a hard life, but it's turning. I had a rough life, but it's turning. I had some ups and downs, but it's turning. It's turning. My future is already turning for the better. It's turning. God said, you turn. That's why I can decree and declare, in the midst of this pandemic, in the midst of this Delta demon, I can lift my hands and declare that it won't always, Jesus, be like this. The Lord will perfect what's concerning me sooner or later. Good God Almighty, because some of you who are listening, and you're either in the sooner stage or the later stage, but somebody says sooner or later. Oh, you can't see it right now, but sooner or later. You can't feel it right now, but sooner or later. You don't understand it right now, but sooner or later. I know it gets worse before it gets better. Sooner or later, it'll turn in my favor. The good, the bad, the trials, the tribulations, the embarrassment, good God, the embarrassment, the trials, the tribulations, folk knowing your business, folk knowing your mistakes, your problem has gone public, folk knowing your business, every tear, everything you had to go through, all things are working together, good God Almighty, and it's turning in your favor. It's turning around. Somebody say, it's turning around for me. It's turning around for me. I'm talking to you, my sister, who's raising those kids all by yourself. Your husband left you. I'm talking to you. Oh, my God. I'm talking to you, my brother. I'm talking to you. Don't have a job to take care of your family. I'm talking to you, children, young people who have been raised by your grandparents because of addictions in your family. I'm talking to you, man of God. Your church has closed due to the pandemic. I'm talking to you. I'm coming to tell you that it's turning. Because late in the midnight hour, God's going to turn it around. He specializes in the midnight hour. Because God is working while you're sleeping. Somebody lift your hands and decree and declare, all I got to do tonight is go to sleep. Because I decree and declare that God is working. Good God Almighty, where am I, Jesus? God is working while I'm sleeping. I dare, Father, y'all who believe it, to just jump up and turn around. I dare you right where you are, just turn around. By faith, turn. Can I say that again? By faith, turn. And again, while you're turning in the natural, God is turning it in the spirit. Because he is the God of a turnaround. And he specializes in U-turns. Who am I decreeing to? Who am I declaring to? It's time to decree and declare what has to be. Who am I decreeing to? I came. I'm on tonight. I'm on this broadcast to decree with some U-turn to folk. Where are the U-turned folk? Where are the U-turned folk who was going the wrong way? Good God Almighty. Where are the U-turned folk who was driving the opposite direction of holiness? You were driving the opposite direction of unforgiveness. Come on, somebody. You was going down the interstate of bitterness. You was going down the interstate, good God Almighty, of hate. And getting even in vengeance. Where are the U-turn folk who can testify that I was driving down a one-way street to death and destruction? I was going down the freeway of disobedience. I wasn't riding in a pink Cadillac, and it wasn't love, but it was lust. I don't know what Aretha was talking about, but you were riding on a freeway, and it wasn't a, oh God, it wasn't love, but it was lust. You was in a pink Cadillac of lust. What are you, turn folk, who remember when you was a backslider. In the back seat, you was in the back seat. You was a backslider in the back seat. Can I talk, God? I was a backslider in the back seat. Good God, how did I end up in the back seat? Because I let the devil ride, and I heard a song say, "If you let him ride, he'll surely drive." I was a backslider that ended up in the back seat, and the devil was driving. I was a backslider that desperately needed a U-turn to get back on the right road to God. I desperately needed a U-turn so I can go back to reading my word and go back to church and go back to, oh my God, praying like I used to pray, giving like I used to give. I needed a U-turn. I needed a U-turn. I'm in the back seat. Oh God, better buckle up. I need my seatbelt on because he's taking me faster than I want to go. He's taking me faster. The devil is making me stay longer in this back seat than I want to stay. And I'm going to end up paying more than I want to pay. I'm a backslider in the back seat. And he's taking me farther and farther away from God. But listen, Radio Land, two things that the devil didn't know, it might be three, two things that the devil didn't know while you was in the back seat. He didn't know that God is married to the backslider. Oh, y'all don't know when to shout. He didn't know why he was driving me, good God Almighty, why he was taking me on the road to death and destruction. He did not know that the God I serve is married to the backslider. What I like about him, he never divorced me. God, I messed up, but he never divorced me. I cheated on him, but he never divorced me. Oh, y'all ain't ready to shout on. I know it's radio, but can somebody just give God a praise because he never divorced you? Oh, my God, he never left me. Through the storm and through the rain, he never left me. God, no, never alone. He never left me. He never threw me away. Number two, the devil didn't know that when I was going so fast, I was too blind to see an exit. But he didn't know that when I was too bound, oh my God, to turn around, good God. He didn't know that, number two, that somebody prayed for me. Oh my God, I feel like having some church. Is there anybody listening that can lift your hands and say, thank God that somebody prayed for me? Mama prayed for me. My daddy prayed for me. The preacher prayed for me. Jesus prayed for me in the Garden of Gethsemane. Oh my God, the third thing he didn't know. The devil didn't know while I was a backslider in the back seat. What he didn't know was, number three, where sin abounds, grace much more. Y'all better help me. One of the Bible scholars that are listening, grace much more abound. Oh, he didn't know that even though I was messed up and tore up from the floor up, even though I was in the back seat strapped to sin, God Almighty, he had the child safety on. But the Bible says, suffer the little children to come unto me. He did not know. God's grace and mercy was upon my life. The hand of the Lord was on my life. In the club, it was on my life. When I was taking that, good God, when I was doing that line of crack, it was on my life. Who am I talking to? When I was going up in the wrong places, the hand of the Lord, his grace and mercy, the hand of the Lord was on my life, and his grace and mercy brought me to repentance. Oh my God, it allowed me, oh God, a U-turn. All I had to do was cry out, Lord, have mercy. Anybody ever had to say, Lord, have mercy, get me out of this mess. Lord, have mercy, get me out of this relationship. Lord, have mercy, get me out of this job. Lord, have mercy. I cry, Lord, have mercy.
And then I cried, Jesus, take the wheel. I know the devil is driving me now, but Jesus, take the wheel. Come on, somebody. Has anybody ever had to say, Jesus, woo, take the wheel. Jesus, take the wheel of my life. Jesus, take the wheel of my circumstance. When I said that, Jesus took the wheel. Come on and cry, Jesus, hallelujah. Come on and thank you for taking the wheel. When he took the wheel, Radio Land, there were no more detours from sin. When he took the wheel, there was no more detours of bad choices. When he took the wheel, there was no more detours from ungodly soul ties. When he took the wheel, he took me from the back seat. He took me from the back to the front.
Y'all just missed that.
Right. God is taking somebody from the back to the front. Good God Almighty. I decree and I declare that God will turn your life around. He'll use a U-turn to turn your life around. Anybody can testify that ever since he took the wheel, I'm on the right road now.
I'm on the right road now.
My breakdown turned to breakthrough. He turned it. My fear turned into faith. He turned it. My setbacks turned into setups. He turned it. My sorrow turned into joy. He turned it. Good God Almighty, he turned it. And I can tell the devil that I decree and declare that the tables have turned. That's another turn. The tables, Jesus, have turned. What you meant for bad, good God Almighty, Lord, what you meant for evil, good God, what you meant for my demise, what you meant to destroy me, God is turning it around for my good. Somebody shout, God turned it. Come on, he turned it. God, you turned it for my good. The tables have turned. Somebody give God a tables have turned praise. Come on, I dare you to take 5 seconds and give him a tables have turned praise. Come on, tell him. Come on, one, come on. Give God a tables have turned praise. Two, come on. Because he's been so good. Oh, God, because that same road that you was on, other folk didn't make it off. Other folk lost their mind on that road. Other folks committed suicide on that road. But God turned it. He allowed a U-turn, oh God, for your good. I decree and declare that I won't turn back because God allowed a U-turn. He allowed a U-turn. He allowed a U-turn. If you believe it, I dare you to praise him right now, right where you are. To God be the glory.
Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Come on. The Spirit is moving. I know what's next on. I know that's supposed to be a curve. But come on, somebody. I dare you just unmute and give God a praise. Come on, tell God thank you for the U-turn. Come on, right there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. On the right road now. Hallelujah. He turned it around for our good.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Amen, amen.
The religious section has all your religious items, such as Bibles in all languages, religious charms, T-shirts, and gift shops with anointing oils, and memorial shops with more shops coming. We'd love to put your religious products in the mall. From the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, please complete the contact us information and send it. As you shop through the mall, the more funds we build up, and a commission is earned on qualified purchases going back into your communities where your money matters. You can change lives and make lives matter while making a difference nationwide and even worldwide. Make Do It All in the Mall your shopping headquarters. Tour the website while listening to the service. Donations are welcome by clicking the donation button on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. doitallinthemall.com.
To God be the glory. It's time for our invitation. If you tune in today and you don't know my God, if you don't know my Jesus, if you don't know this God of a turnaround, let me introduce you to him. His name is Jesus, hallelujah, Son of the Living God. Won't you make him your Lord today? Won't you make him Lord over your life today? You can come just as you are, ah, Jesus. He'll take your mess ups. He'll take your disasters. He'll take your shortcomings, good God. He'll take your mistakes. He'll take you just as you are and turn your life around. If you're the backslider in the back seat, oh, good God, and the devil has a hold on your life, let me introduce you to Jesus. He'll turn around. He'll turn it around for you. He'll pick you up and turn you around and place your feet on the solid ground with tears in your eyes. If you don't know him, lift your hands and just repeat after me. Oh, my God. Jesus, Father, forgive me. Jesus, take the wheel. I repent of my sins. I believe that while I was yet a sinner, you died on the cross for me and rose on the third day. Got up early one Sunday morning. Lord, forgive me. I'll give my life to you. Wash me. Restore me. Make me over again. I denounce every idol, good God. Every idol, God, that I put before you. Come on, that's important. Come on, I need you to say that. I denounce every idol, God, that I put before you. Whether it was my job, my children, my husband, my wife, whatever it was, my car, my home, I denounce every idol, God, and I announce you as the one true God, Savior, and Lord over my life. God, I thank you that you're allowing me to come back home. Hallelujah. And if you pray this prayer, good God Almighty, I feel like somebody is coming to God right now. Hallelujah. If you pray this prayer, the angels in heaven is rejoicing. It's rejoicing. Hallelujah. Welcome. If you pray this prayer, can't you see Jesus with his arms stretched wide telling you, welcome, welcome to the family.
Welcome to the family of God. I ask that you go to the homepage of doitallinthemall.com and complete a contact form and place your information there, and we'll send some information to you by mail to help you better understand what happened to you when you gave your life to Christ. We also invite you to attend Bible study with us by calling in at 845-241-9985.
Amen, amen, amen. The Holy Ghost is still burning. I don't know about you, but it's like fire shut up in my bones. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to A Time to Decree with Pastor B. This is your pastor girl, Beatrice Jenkins, and you've been listening to A Time. This is the first broadcast for A Time to Decree with Pastor B. Moving forward every second Sunday beginning September at 5 p.m. Let me know if you were blessed by this broadcast. Oh, my God, I'm so grateful, my God, for what God is doing in your life and in the life of his people. Go on, do it all in the mall.com, the radio on the homepage. Special thank you to all who listen, to our host, every other host, to the radio staff. God be the glory to my family, all of you who have tuned in. Spread the word. Let them know A Time to Decree. Ha! The crew with Pastor B is now on the radio. We are thankful again to Demetrius West and all the special music today. My daughter, Minister Armani Jenkins. We're going home now with Do It Again by Demetrius West. Until second Sunday, be blessed and thank God for your U-turn.
We do not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio.
Thank you, Lord.
Hello, everybody. This is Barack Obama, and I'm here to encourage each and every one of you to shop at doitallinthemall.com. This website will make a difference in our communities and in our lives. I encourage you to do all your shopping at doitallinthemall.com. Let's start making a difference today. Support your people by doing something you already do. It's just where you shop, and that is important, and that matters. Keep the wealth in our communities. Shop doitallinthemall.com. Thank you very much. Obama out.
Please leave comments on these shows. As you shop through the mall, the more funds we build up and a commission is earned on qualified purchases, go back into your communities where your money matters. You can change lives and make lives matter while making a difference. Nationwide or worldwide, make Do It All in the Mall your shopping headquarters. Donations are welcome as well. Click on the donate button on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. Contact us if you'd like to be on Let's Do It Radio, have a topic for discussion, or to advertise your business by sending an email to doitallinthemall@yahoo.com or by completing the contact us information on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. The old-fashioned way works by calling 509-406-6920. You can Skype and tune in, listen or talk with us at 845-241-9985. Tuesdays through Fridays during the following times: 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Tuesdays, retired teacher Janet Schwartz, Keeping History Alive, alternating with Ralph Steele, Investment Specialist. Wednesdays, Reverend Carolyn McCullough, Teaching from the Bible. Wednesday evenings, alternating with Stephanie Lott Whitfield, Why Does Love Hurt? 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Thursdays, hanging out with Sergeant Parks and keeping it real. Fridays, Perry Whaley, Vitiligo Man of Action, Vibin' with Vitiligo. Fridays, alternating poetry read by Roshamba Adwoa. Saturday, Kids Movies, Listen With Your Ears Day, 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Sunday Service, Listen Only to Guest Speakers, 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. First Sundays, Reverend Carolyn McCullough. Second Sundays, Dr. Ralph Steele. Third Sundays, Reverend Carolyn Williamson. Fourth Sundays, Reverend Ronnie Marshall. Fifth Sundays, Pastor Beatrice Jenkins. We'll close out today's with song.
Do it again. Do it again. Father, you can. Do it again.
Let me say it.
Do it again.
Only you can.
Only you can.
Do it again.
Do it again.
I'm gonna say, heal us again.
Heal us again.
Lift up your hands and say, free us again.
God, we want you to heal our land. Heal our land. Heal our land. God, we want you to heal.
God, we want you. Come on, put your hands together.
Everybody make a noise.
Come on, clap your hands right here. Listen right here. When you're waiting, God, and you're going through
it, it's gonna be alright.
Money is low and you don't know what to do,
it's gonna be alright.
Carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders,
it's gonna be alright.
We stand here declaring right now that it's over,
it's gonna be alright.
Oh, alright.
will lift mine eyes unto the hills from whence come meet all my help. I will give you praise and I will bless your name, for you are God and you are great, the God of everything. When I pray, you answer me. What a friend I found in thee. Everything you do, you do.
Demetrius, tell my people, there's absolutely nothing too hard for me. I'm the God of everything. Help me say.
I will lift mine eyes
to the hills.
Unto the hills.
From whence
yeah. Come, lift on my
eyes. I'll give you praise.
I will give you praise.
I will bless your name.
I will bless your name.
For you
are God.
When I pray, you answer me.
When I pray, you answer me.
What a friend I found in thee.
Oh,
everything you do.
Everything you do.
Yes, you do. When I think of the ways you've made,
you do it well.
When I think of all the love you show,
you do it well.
The love you show me every day,
you do
no greater love.
It well.
Your grace and mercy is why I sing.
There is nothing
too big or small for you. Yeah, there is nothing that you cannot do.
God will heal their broken places. He'll make your life brand new. Hold on, my brother. He's strong, my sister. How do I know? Because he's the God. Yes, you are.
When I pray.
We're gonna make it out, I promise. Hallelujah.
I look back over my
Shopping mall providing over 5,000 stores. We earn a commission when you shop that goes back to your community, making a difference nationwide. Take a tour and shop doitallinthemall.com.
This song is for everybody that feels you've been skipped over. God's getting ready to call your name. JP, help me say my name on it.
Miracles with my name on it.
Favorite with my name.
gonna do an old song. Y'all know I love old school music. I'm gonna see if y'all remember this.
He came,
oh yeah.
You can find Let's Do It Radio on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. Come join us and listen to Let's Do It Radio as you're shopping the first online mall with over 5,000 stores for all your holiday shopping needs. Yes, Do It All in the Mall has its own radio station, and you can listen to us as you shop. So shop with us, listen to us, and talk with us at doitallinthemall.com.
Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us to understand and strengthen us to provide for ourselves and our communities by working together. It takes each and every one of us to come together as the kings and queens that we are and have always been. Thank you.